Welcome back to Tool Time.
Over the years, we've received a lot of mail from astute viewers that have noticed that both Tim and I are left-handed.
I'm left-handed?
That is right. That is why we're doing our Tool Time salute to lefties.
Only 10% of the population is left-handed.
That's true. Perhaps that is why there are so many derogatory terms about us, such as left back, left out.
Yeah. And when someone's real clumsy, what do they call that?
Tim.
When was the last time you southpaws picked up right-handed scissors going, I can't cut them, my arm's cramping.
Or sheared a sheep with right-handed sheep shears.
Well, speaking for me only, last time I sheared a sheep was some time ago. See, when I use my left-handed scissors with the blade on top, I can now cut with all the confidence of a right-hander. Just snip, snip, snip. Frank.
And here we have left-handed pruning shears. If you go with these, your pruning will move a lot faster.
If you go with prunes, you'll move a lot faster. To show the audience how two lefties can prune efficiently with left-handed tools.
My pleasure.
And we'll see who's the quicker shearer here, huh?
Yes, we will.
Klaus, some pruning music, please.
Finally get rid of that junk from your room.
This is the centerpiece I made at school for Thanksgiving.
And gosh, it's beautiful.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what? You should take that over to Wilson's when we go over there for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it still smells in here. What is that smell?
I don't know.
It smells like that fish that Wilson cooks at Christmas.
What, you mean lutefisk?
It smells terrible. Remember last year? There were skunks picketing the neighborhoods.
This is way worse than lutefisk.
Nothing is worse than lutefisk. Where's that smell? What?
Get away from me!
Here. Ugh. There it is. Probably a dead rodent. Rat.
A dead rat? You!
Did I say you? Something good will come of this.
What good could possibly come out of having a dead rodent in your wall?
I get to knock a big hole in there.
Dad, do we have to do this with you?
Yes! Hands-on rat removal turns boys into men.
You said the same thing about us cleaning out the garbage disposal.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We have struck rat. You dirty rat! Oh, that's what that glove was.
Dad, I hate to tell you this, but that's not a rat.
Yeah, a dead rat looks like this.
We're out of here.
Whoa! stink is even worse than before.
That's because I knocked some holes in the wall.
Well, did you find a dead rat?
No, but I'm hot on his tail. Now, I'll take care of the smell. I got this industrial disinfectant with a zesty scent of lemon.
This lemon stuff is worse than the rat.
He'll get used to it.
No. Hi, can I help you?
Hi, I'm the home appraiser from the Royal Oak Bank. And right now, I'm thinking low.
No, we have a dead rat in the wall. Oh. I think you have the wrong house.
508 Glenview Road?
No, this is 510. 508 is, Wilson's house next door.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you.
Why would Wilson have his house appraised?
I don't know. Well, people do it all the time. Maybe he's refinancing.
Or maybe he wants to know what it's worth so he can sell it.
Oh, I don't think he'd sell the house without telling us about it. Gosh, I hope he's not having financial problems.
Well, he has been wearing the hat for an awful long time. I bet he wants to sell his house.
Nah, I think you're jumping to conclusions.
Yeah. Smell a rat.
Why did we have to get all dressed up?
Because our parents made us. We're making you. That's why.
Now, Tim, let me find out why Wilson is having his house appraised. It might be a sensitive subject, and you don't know how to be subtle.
My middle name is Subtle.
Yeah, and your first name is not.
Well, hidey-ho, Taylor lads.
I brought you this.
Why, thank you, Mark. Oh, this will make a wonderful addition to our harvest table. Welcome to my humble haven.
Hey, speaking of a humble haven, what's a haven like this go for?
I brought you a pumpkin pie for dessert.
Thank you, Jill. Mmm, that smells lemony. Come on in.
Do you want me to take this to the kitchen for you?
Yeah, sure.
Now, guys, don't touch anything.
Don't tell us, tell Dad. Last time we were over here, he was the one that accidentally shot off the cannon.
What do you got in the tropical room?
Mine a bird.
Ah, I hope the neighbor.
Well, that's got a beak on it, doesn't it? Wilson!
Mozart, let him go.
Hey, Wilson, I never noticed this mask.
Yeah, me neither. I never pictured you much as a hockey goalie.
Well, actually, Brad, that's from a tribe in Uganda. It's a ceremonial mask that was used when a young man was circumcised.
Huh? Yeah, they wore the mask so you couldn't see him. Oh, Wilson, you changed the room again.
Gosh, it looks wonderful. You went all out.
Well, I tried to recreate the first Thanksgiving. I brought out my traditional Algonquin and Pilgrim artifacts.
You overcooked it, Wilson.
That's Indian corn, Tim.
Hey, Wilson, do you think I can try on this suit of armor?
It won't fit you. It's 46 long, right? With extra rivets.
Maybe next time, Mark. All right, make yourself comfortable. Turkey's going to be ready in about 10 minutes.
Hey, Wilson. Do you think maybe I can check out the waterfall?
No, that's out of order, but if you boys want, you can play with my Orient Express train set.
Hey, cool. Where is it?
Third door on the left, past the Tibetan meditation room, right before the can.
Thanks, Wilson.
Hey, Wilson. Speaking of trains, you know, trains move people, people move, and speak... Oh. I think my rib just moved.
Wilson, these hors d'oeuvres look really interesting.
Those are authentic pilgrim foretastes.
Hmm.
That's eel pie.
Hmm.
This is really wonderful, you know? Friends getting together in the holidays. Friends who would do anything for each other.
All righty, Cabernet, 1936. All right, dig in before that eel gets cold.
Wilson, what I'm trying to say is that if you ever need anything, you should come to us.
Do you need cash or are you moving?
Hey, Very subtle, Tim.
Well, I assume this has something to do with that appraiser who mistakenly stopped by your house.
Yes, it does. We'd like to know what's going on with you.
Well, why didn't you just ask me in the first place?
You know us, we're not the kind of couple wants to pry.
Well, I didn't want to mention it. I was afraid it would put a crimp in the holiday, but since you brought it up, I'm moving.
What? Why?
Well, it was a difficult decision. I did a lot of soul searching. It's just something that I feel that I have to do.
I hope there's nothing wrong.
No, there's nothing wrong. It's just that it's long been a dream of mine to settle in the Mendo Nambia forest of western Ecuador.
Western Ecuador? But we all have that dream. But nobody runs off and does it.
What are you going to do in Mendo Nambio?
Well, I'm going to live in an enchanted forest. I'm going to renew my spirit, fill my soul, and discover my true place in the universe.
Can't you just go for the weekend? Stinks.
Yeah, I think it's worse than before.
No, I mean Wilson moving.
Oh, that stinks, too.
Yeah, sure does.
I can't stand that smell anymore. I'm going to get that rat.
I just can't believe that he's leaving me. Why would he just pick up and go like that?
He told you why. Going down to Kumbaya Goomba. To rekindle his spirit and fillet his soul.
Well, I am really going to miss him.
I'm really gonna miss him.
He's always been there whenever we needed him. I mean, you can be totally honest with him and he never judges you. Always felt like he was a member of the family.
I like him better than most of your family. The thing must have slipped. Oh, I got it.
Are you sure it's not another one of those gloves?
No, here's a real smelly little rat. Get the bag.
No way!
All right, you reach in to get the rat and I'll get the bag.
I'll get the bag. Okay, wait a minute. What am I supposed to do with it?
Well, either take it out and throw it out or take it to school for show and smell. I don't care.
Tim, come on.
All right, I'll throw it out.
Just put it in the can farthest away from the house.
Why don't I just give it to Wilson? You can take it to Jumbo Mamambo with him.
It's Mendo Nambio.
I don't care. I just know I'm going to lose my best friend. And who am I going to talk to when things are bothering me?
Oh, gee, let me think. Who could you talk to?
I can't talk to you about the things that are bothering me.
Why not?
Because most of the time it's about you. It's not going to be the same around here without him.
I know.
He's always been like a father to me. I look up to him.
I just can't believe how close we've gotten.
Do you remember how weird we thought he was when we first moved in?
Gosh, how could I forget? He was hanging upside down from that tree and attending the mating call of a possum.
Remember how many horny possums showed up? That's a blue juniper.
Oh, I really like this house, don't you, Fred?
Oh, I love it.
Let's make him an offer.
Not so fast, Francine. Come on, level with me. Is anything wrong with this place?
No, nothing at all. It's been a great house with great neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind showing me the kitchen just one more time?
No, not at all.
And is that stove in there gas or electric?
It's wood.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Good. Couldn't help overhearing your conversation with Wilson.
Wait a minute. Aren't you that guy who has that cable tool show on channel 122?
Yeah. On Saturdays, we simulcast in Spanish on 88. You gonna buy Wilson's house?
It depends. Let me ask you something. Is there anything wrong with this place?
No, he takes real good care of it. Miss, you something. Do you ever use the term hidey-ho?
Yeah. When it's off to work, I go.
Wait. Can you do a horny possum call?
What are you, some kind of pervert?
No. Do you own an African circumcision mask?
No, I rent. Francis!
Hi there, Wilson.
Hi-ho, elevated neighbor.
So what are you doing?
Patching the hole. I think that rat got in. What are you up to?
Well, while it's warm enough, I'm trying to patch up some cracks in my driveway, but the cement seems too lumpy.
Well, my rule of cement, if it's got less lumps than Jill's gravy, it's probably all right. I'll take a look at it for you. Well, did Mr. Happy and Mrs. Go-Lucky make you an offer?
No, but they seem very interested.
You know, I read it's bad luck to take the first offer.
Where'd you read that?
Superstitions in Real Estate's a handbook I picked up. That's really way too thick. Give me your hose and I'll show you how to thin it out right.
Oh, boy. Well, I can see where my next repair comes from.
That's all right. Just use my hose. Turn it on before you wheel it over the fence.
You know, it's a funny thing, Tim, how we let things go when we're living in a place, then we decide to move and we fix it up for somebody else.
Somebody else. Boy, it's gonna be hard living next door to somebody else.
Tim, would you mind listening while I ruminate?
No, go ahead. Use the bush over by the gazebo.
No, I mean, can I use you as a sounding board?
Oh, yeah. Sound away. I need a little bit more. A little slack. There you go.
You know, Tim, the last few days I've been thinking. Do you remember a long time ago when I told you and Jill that I'd once been married?
Yes, I do.
And that my wife passed away before I moved in?
Yeah, but you didn't say much else, so we figured it was kind of hard for you to talk about.
Well, it still is, Tim. You know, we would have been married this month for 25 years. You see, Tim, I met Catherine in Mendo Nambio. We fell in love, and we made a vow to return there on our silver wedding anniversary.
So that's why you want to move back there?
Yeah, in part. You see, Tim, I feel like my memories of Catherine are starting to fade, and it's just like I'm losing her all over again, and I can't let that happen.
Jeez. She sounds like she's real special, Wilson.
Oh. Yes, indeedy. Catherine was one of a kind. She was the kindest, gentlest person you ever met.
How did you meet her?
Well, it was one of those chance encounters in the forest. Catherine was a botany buff. I had a flair for flying mammalia. And one night in a clearing, our paths crossed while we were waiting for the night-blooming orchids to be pollinated by the nocturnal bats.
It's pretty romantic stuff.
Oh, yes. There were many breathtaking images in that forest under the moonlight, but they all pale next to Catherine.
Well, so when you talk about her like this, it doesn't seem like she's right here?
Yeah, it does to me. Boy, I don't know. I guess it's been a long time since I spoke to anyone about her.
Wilson, I'm reminded of what one of the great thinkers of our time said.
Really, who was it?
Mario Andretti. Just as he retired from racing, he told a group of people that you don't need the ignition in the car to keep the thrill of the race alive. You just gotta keep in touch with your pit crew.
Well, that is very beautiful. But how does it apply to me?
Do I have to spell out everything for you? You don't need to move to keep the memory alive. You just gotta share it with people
that are here.
Like you?
I might not understand every word, but I'm here, and I listen.
You know, Tim, I think I know what you're saying. I may take you up on that offer.
Really?
Really?
So you're not going to move to Bobo, Brazil?
No, I think I'm going to stay right here.
Right. That's real good news. Mm-hmm. That's real good news. If that other guy moved in, I'd have to fly down there to Jumbo Jambalaya every week.
Well, actually, Tim, there are no direct flights there. When I first met Catherine, you had to take a mule from Latacunga.
I'm sorry I never met Catherine.
Oh, you would have liked her, Tim. You would have liked her. We were like two Dalekidians and a Facilis.
What?
Two peas in a pod. Would you like to see a picture, Catherine?
I'd love to. What else don't I know about you, Wilson? Were you ever a spy?
Well, I could tell you, Tim, but then I'd have to kill you.
Are you calling Moose, Wilson?
No, Jill, this is a conch shell. They blow it in Hawaii to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Wow. Well, I have a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving.
High on my list would be you deciding to stay.
Thank you. Actually, it was Tim's advice that helped solve my problem.
Wow. So that score would be Tim 1, Wilson 10,000.
I never keep score. You know, I've got some leftovers. You guys want to come over tomorrow for lunch? I'll make some ELT sandwiches.
ELT?
Eel, lettuce, and tomato.
I'd love to, Wilson, but I've discovered that I'm allergic to eel.
I think Catherine was, too. Either that or she didn't like it. She was just being polite.
I think I would have had a lot in common with Catherine.
I think you would have, too. You know, I started going through some things after I talked to Tim. Would you like to see a wedding photograph?
Oh, I'd love to. Really high on my list would be that you decided to stay.
Well, thank you. Actually, it was Jill's advice that helped me maintain my... You know, I've got some very good leftovers. You want to come over for lunch tomorrow? I'll make some eel, lettuce, rat.
You're almost there.
Oh, no. Just two more words.